Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you to our weekly internet broadcast. This is Lewis Parker IV of the Darien Loop Church of Christ. We're glad to have on our Brother L.C. Parker Jr. of the Darien Loop Church of Christ, as well as Brother Johnson and Brother Wiggins, both of Wharton, Texas, the Church of Christ there in Wharton, Texas. We're just elated to have our panelists, very experienced and seasoned men servant, on the panel this evening. We also have Brother Horace Robbins and Brother P.E. Stewart. Horace Robbins of Brookshire, P.E. Stewart of West End, and we're just glad to have so many seasoned ministers in our midst. Tonight is the night dedicated for gospel preaching, but if you have a question, please press number one, and our administrator, Brother Brian Brown, will put you on through. So if you have a question, please press number one. Tonight is the preaching, but still, if you have a question, you can ask it anyway. But our dedicated question and answer night is Thursday nights. Both programs, Tuesday and Thursday, run from 7:30 to 8:30. So please, please call in. One of the things in Acts chapter 2, we have the first gospel sermon being preached, and the Apostle Peter preached the first gospel sermon. And I would like to declare that whatever Peter preached, whatever gospel that he preached, is the same gospel that we ought to be preaching today. Notice that the sermon that Peter preached was the Word of God. And the Word of God have not changed. As a matter of fact, anybody who preached anything different from the Word of God, Paul said, let him be accursed, talking to the Galatians, who were being led astray by Judaizing teachers. But nevertheless, that sermon that was preached almost 2,000 years ago, the true Church of Christ should preach that same sermon today. And that sermon had to do with the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes people say, man, you know, I went to church today and Pastor so-and-so show did preach, but did he preach the gospel of salvation? And that's another thing. Let's stop saying, I went to church. You are the church. We are the church. So we don't go to church. What we do as a church is assemble together to worship. So what we do is not go to church. We don't go to church. We go to worship. And we have to be in that mentality, because worshiping is submitting ourselves before God and giving him the glory, honor, and praise that he's due in spirit and in truth. But the word that I'd like us to take away tonight is that the gospel have not changed. So all of these false preachers that's preaching different gospels, a social gospel, a prosperity gospel, they are false teachers. We preach the same gospel that Peter taught on the day of Pentecost, because the same God that was in the salvation business then is the same God that's still saving people today. And he's saving people with the same word that Peter preached then. So God never changed his plan of salvation. It's still the same. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that that day when Peter preached that sermon, over 3,000 souls were saved. If they were saved after hearing that gospel sermon, then a man, in order to be saved today, has to be saved hearing the correct teaching of the Word of God. So therefore, it's important as men servant, true ministers of God, to stick with the Word of God without addition thereto or subtraction therefrom. We must stick with the Word of God, not manipulate it to make it say something that it don't say, not manipulate it to make it say something that we want it to say, but instead just preach it in its simplicity and its purity so that men and women and children can understand it and that salvation could be had. 2,000 years, that's a beautiful thing. 2,000 years later, that same sermon that was preached the very first day of the Church of Christ, the same sermon that was preached then is the same sermon that was preached now. That is the true Church of Christ. If a person is part of a religious organization, which refers to itself as a church, but this religious organization, you see it change over time. It might have begun in the 1500s, but over time it changed. When the government say do this, it go that way. Or when this become popular, it go the other way. That cannot be the true Church of Christ, because the true Church of Christ remains the same. Why? Because our founder is the same. The Hebrew writer tells you Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. So therefore, there's no reason to change with the times if we're preaching the truth. See, truth is truth, is truth no matter what. Now, if a person is preaching a watered-down version of the truth or a manipulated version of the truth, you see that it changed over time, but see, that cannot be truth, because truth doesn't change over time. So therefore, the true Church of Christ hasn't changed since it begun. And that's why it's important that we stick with the Word of God. Every preacher must stick with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Wonderful, Brother Parker. Brother Parker, the fourth minister of the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas. And we're just so happy that, you know, he just expressed it so. The Word of God. The Word from God. You know, and that's where we, that's where it came from, that, from the book that was written that will always be on earth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus said, my words shall stand forever. I'm Brother Louis Parker, Jr. I'm evangelistic minister from the Darien Loop Church of Christ. I worship at Darien Loop Church of Christ, and gladly, amen. Now, tonight we have, and we'll be calling on them to come in, Brother Williams and Brother Johnson from Wharton, Texas Church of Christ. Church of Christ is a Par Addition Church of Christ. You get that meaning? The Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. And Brother Johnson or Williams, you come forward now and you bring the Word of God and tell them your name and the church name, which is very important now. There's a lot of foolishness going on down there with you all, and we want people to know that the true Word of God is coming out of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. Come on in, brothers, and let it be known. If you got a phone number, give it to them. Thank you. Who's coming first?
I will.
Brother Johnson.
Yeah.
We're going to introduce unto you Brother Johnson of the Par Addition Church of Christ, and he'll probably tell you directions and phone numbers or whatever you might want to get there. In Jesus' name, Brother Williams from the Par Addition Church of Christ. Brother Williams?
The Church of Christ is not a made-up title. It is in the Word of God.
Amen.
We know that the Church of Christ will stand if only men will preach the doctrine of Christ. Men got away from it in our brotherhood today. But we must preach the Word of God like it is. Amen. We got the book. We got the preaching revelation. We don't have to argue about it. All we got to do is preach the Word to a lost and dying generation.
Amen.
Who are preaching all kind of doctrines, but not the doctrine of Christ. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul said in his word in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, he said, I charge it therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Preach the word, be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having and turning unto fables. Other words, men will take the word of God and turn it into a lie and use it as a book of fantasy or philosophy.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul warned the Church of Christ about that in Colossians 2, beginning at verse 4 through 8. He said, be aware of the philosophy of men. See, men that got too educated, but they don't have the education of God.
Amen.
God's education is a true education because it will guide you from here to glory. If you want to go, men have got so far from the church that when you got to go in now and examine are you at the right place?
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of people today, Brother Parker, they're saying, this is my church.
Mm.
We need to get that out of our mind.
Amen.
God never, ever gave the apostles a church or the prophets a church. God knew that there was going to be a confusion if he had a gave them. Because let me show you an example. People would come and go to my church. Peter could have said, come and go to my church. And John and so on and on. But God said, and I call Jesus God because we know Jesus is God.
Amen.
He said, I fulfill my church.
That's it.
He was not talking about a building, quote me on that. He was talking about a group of believers, people that obeyed his will.
Amen.
He would build them. He would help them to build their faith in his son, Jesus Christ, if they're willing to do what the book says. But we got men today all over the world in our brotherhood.
Yeah.
They done got from the denominational world, and they get their chest all stuck out. This is my church. And I pray for this. And this is, and they got it back now. I heard it my own self. This is my pulpit.
Yeah.
You ain't got no pulpit. You ain't got no church. You belong to Christ if you have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
But
we got a lot of folk going to end up in hell with all this foolishness going on. The Church of Christ need to go back to the book like they did in the days of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. They went back to the book, and they stood up in the pulpit, and nearby them preached the word. Brethren, we got to go back to the book and preach the word. It ain't no, this ain't no play game. This is a serious thing. This is for real. People don't want to hear the word or teach the word. But if I just add a little water to it, remember, if the member wanna leave, walk away from the truth, he walking straight into hell. That's why
Amen.
But the Bible tells me in John chapter 8 and verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth.
Amen.
To make you free. John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
Where did it come from?
Yes. Brother Williams, be coming on and introduce yourself from the church and say the name. We want people to get hold of the name. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Brother Johnson. This is Leroy Williams, Jr. I'm co-minister with Brother Johnson. We are ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. We are ministers of the true tabernacle, the one that God built, not man.
Amen.
Not a wood and brick and mortar and stone building, but rather it is spirit. It is the spiritual body of Christ. It is composed of all the spirits that God has saved who have been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the command of that gospel to be baptized for the removal of our sins. Unless one has been removed, they in no way can they be a part of the spirit, the spiritual kingdom, the spiritual family of God. All of God's children are born into his family. God is spirit. We are born from the spirit of God. Our spirit is born again because our spirit needed rebirth. Why is that?
Amen.
When we were born into the world, our spirit man was free from sin, had no sin, and was perfect in its relationship with God. But after sin and then, man needed a rebirth. From Adam to even today, men need to be born again because we sin. And there is no There is no solution for sin other than the righteousness of God, which is the blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed in his death on the cross. This is the gospel, ladies and friends, brothers,
yes,
ministers, and co-ministers. This is the gospel. This is the good news message that God has sent into the world. God sent his son so that we all might have the right to eternal life, the tree of eternal life that God planted and placed in the garden when he created man. That was our eternal life. As long as man ate of that tree, he would live forever. But man decided to eat of the wrong tree, the tree of death. And when he ate of that tree, he died. Man listened to the temptation. He listened to the false doctrine of Satan. God told Adam and Eve what to do. Satan says, "You shall not surely die." He changed it. People today are listening to the wrong gospel. That's why we have so much religious division claiming to be Christ. It is not Christ. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 10 and continuing through verse 11, Christ is not divided. No person, no one died for you and I but Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior. He is God the Savior, according to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, and 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. He is the living God who is the Savior of all men. No one can be saved except they are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. No one can approach God. No one can have a relationship with God unless they submit themselves to the righteousness of God, and that is to be covered, their sins being covered and removed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, how is a man going to get his sins removed by the blood of Jesus Christ? Well, according to the scripture, Jesus was hanging on the cross. He had died. He had given up the ghost. And in his death, while he hung there on the cross dead, a Roman soldier came and pierced his side, and forward came blood and water. Jesus shed his blood in his death. Not before he died, after he died. His blood was shed. It symbolizes the fact that that shedding of blood, which was necessary for God to be satisfied for the redemption, for the removal, for the cleansing of sin out of a man's life.
Yeah.
Jesus shed his blood for all men who want to be saved. Men are not automatically saved because Jesus died on the cross, but we must obey the gospel command. See, the good news has a commandment to obey. The gospel has a commandment to obey. Jesus says, this is the Lord, the Savior. Jesus says in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples and his ministers, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's every person, everybody.
Amen.
It's the gospel. He that believeth the gospel and is baptized according to the commandment of the gospel shall be saved.
Amen.
Our baptism is obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was buried in Joseph's new tomb, and he rose the morning of the third day for our justification and our salvation. According to Romans chapter 6 and verse 17, we must obey from the heart of faith, that same form. We must die to the love and practice of sin.
Amen.
We must be saved in the liquid tomb of baptism and for the remission by sins. And we must rise therefrom, and when we do that, we rise therefrom as a new creature, as a newborn Christian, a newborn babe in Christ. Our spirit man has been raised from the dead. Why? Because according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 through 8, we were dead in trespasses and sin. But baptism makes us alive unto God. Spiritually alive. Baptism is not a washing of the flesh. The flesh is not being baptized into Christ.
Amen.
The spirit of the man is being baptized into the spirit family of God. The spirit
Amen.
Of the man is dead and is being raised from the dead. The spirit of the man is sin and is being cleansed from sin. It is not a washing of the body. Yes, the body gets wet, but it's not about the body getting wet. It's about the spirit of the man being transformed, being changed by the Spirit of God through the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that we become alive spiritually.
Amen.
And we begin to live that eternal life, that spiritual life that God gives. It's eternal. It's not temporary. It's eternal. But we must be faithful to Christ in living our Christian life.
Yeah.
Many folks are being taught how to live the Christian life. Many denominational preachers on the radio, on TV, on satellite, many are trying to teach people how to live the Christian life. But most or all of them are failing to teach people how to become spiritually alive.
Amen.
They have many man-made philosophies and theories about salvation. Some of them tell you to put your hand on the radio and pray the sinner's prayer. And once you do that, you let the Lord Jesus come into your heart. And they're patting on their chest. And then they're saying, when you do that, then you become a child of God. None of that word is spoken in the New Testament.
Amen.
It is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is not the command of the gospel. Brother Parker the Fourth said it perfectly well. Everybody who wants to be saved must be saved the same way as those who were saved on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem, May 28, A.D. 33, at 9 o'clock. We have to hear the same gospel, obey the same gospel, be baptized just like those on the day of Pentecost. Yes. They are baptized according to faith in the gospel.
That's it.
They are buried in water baptism.
Yes.
They are raised to walk in newness of life.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Know ye not that as many of you as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to be baptized to his death? Again, ladies and gentlemen, we need to contact the blood of Jesus Christ which is shed in his death. When we are baptized into his death, spiritually, our souls are met. Our souls get in touch with the blood of cleansing so that our sin is removed. And the water washes away, it symbolically washes away that old sin and that old spiritual dirtiness. We are raised from that watery grave to walk in newness of life. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's a burial. It's not about sprinkling some water or pouring some water on the forehead of an infant or an adult. That is not the baptism that's described in Romans chapter 6, nor is the baptism that is described in Acts chapter 2. Everyone was buried. When we bury, we cover up. No, we don't bury animals or humans by sprinkling some dirt or dropping a bucket of dirt on a exposed, dead body. That's not how we bury in this country. That's not how they were buried in Adam's day. They were put into a sepulcher, a cave, a tomb, And today we still do that, and in most cases we bury in the ground. But the body is covered, the grave tomb is sealed, and that's how people were buried. When the Bible speaks of baptism as a burial in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, know ye not that as many of you as were for by know ye not that we are that when we were that by baptism we are buried with Christ. That's Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. See, we are buried with him by baptism into death, just like Christ was raised from the dead, even so we also are raised to walk in a new life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says that we are new creatures in Christ. That is, we have been recreated in our spirit man in Christ. We have become a new creature. We have a new life. We have an eternal life from God. This is the good news of the gospel. When you are baptized into Christ, you are baptized into his spiritual body, which is his church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, for by one spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into one body, that's the body of Christ, and we have been all made to drink into that one spirit, the Holy Spirit, the water of eternal life that Jesus said that he would give us. When he was talking to the Samaritan woman at the well, he says, I got some water that if you drink of it, you will never thirst. And she said, Lord, give me some of that water. This is the water that we drink and never thirst. This is the life that we receive and never die. It is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is what men need in order to be saved for eternal life. But the gospel is very plain and very simple. The one thing it does, it produces Christians.
Amen.
It produces Christians. It produces those who are counted as disciples of Christ. The disciples of Christ are the church of Christ. The church of Christ is the body of Christ. The body of Christ is the kingdom of Christ. The kingdom of Christ is the household of faith, the church of the living God. The living God is Christ. The baptism into Jesus Christ produces Christians and Christians only. There are no Baptists being produced by the baptism of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There are no Catholics being born by the baptism of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There are no Methodists, no Jehovah's Witness, no Presbyterians, no Lutherans, no Pentecostals, no Apostolic, no Church of God in Christ, no Lakewood Church, no Potter's House Church, no church without walls, none of these, no Baptists. There are no such churches that Christ built. They are not the churches of Christ, and your baptism does not make you a member of any of those churches when you obey the true gospel. The reason people today are walking around claiming all of these various spiritual names and churches and doctrines and faiths and beliefs and baptisms is because they have been lied to by false preachers. False doctrine is in the world today. False doctrine is being taught in the world and even by false teachers in the Church of Christ. But as members of the body of Christ, as ministers of the body of Christ, as preachers of the true gospel, we're going to fight false doctrine in the church and in the world. We're going to teach men what the true gospel of Jesus Christ is. Unless you obey the truth, you can never be free from your sins.
Amen.
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If you don't know the truth, you can't be free from your sins. If you don't obey the truth, you cannot be saved from your sin. If you haven't obeyed the gospel of Christ, baptized by faith in the body of Christ, which is the spiritual church of Christ, you are not saved today, ladies and gentlemen. You have believed a lie. You have obeyed a lie, and therefore you are still in your sins. The gospel cannot save you unless you obey the truth, the gospel itself. It does not save those who do not obey it. The gospel has the power to save every man. And it's only one gospel that saves. Paul told the church in Galatians chapter 1, there are some who are preaching another gospel. But really, there is no other gospel that can save you. They may preach something else, but there is no other gospel that can save you other than the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are not preaching the gospel of Christ, but they are preaching the thoughts, the wisdom, the philosophy, and the commandments of men. Jesus knew that was going to happen, and he warned us. That's why every one of us ought to be students and readers and studying the Bible. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 15, verse 89, they draw nigh to me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their heart of faith is far from me. Why? He worshiped me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. To worship in vain means to worship with no value. In vain means no good, of no value to you. Worshiping God by false doctrine is not worshiping God, and there is no salvation, there is no blessing in it. You must worship God in spirit and in truth. That is, your spirit must worship God's spirit according to the truth that was given to man by revelation through the Spirit of God.
Amen.
If you're not doing what God's word says, if you're not obeying the word of God, if you're not doing what is written, then you're not obeying the truth. The truth is written. God made it possible by inspiring holy men, holy prophets and apostles, to write the truth so that the generations beyond their life can have that truth. And we have it today. We have the New Bible. It's translated in over 100 languages worldwide. Man has no excuse for not knowing and hearing and believing and obeying the gospel. The gospel is available to all. But the Bible is the word of truth. It is the truth, and it is written. It is called a holy writ. That's what the Holy Bible is. It's the holy writ. It is the holy book of God.
Amen.
We must obey the Bible. But if it's not written in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, fellow ministers in radio land, if it's not written in the Testament, it is not the truth. There is no word in the New Testament. You can't read about the Baptist Church, Catholic Church, or any of the 600 denominational names of churches that we hear of in the world. Why?
Amen.
Because they did not exist when the Bible was written. The Catholic Church did not even come into its beginnings until 325 A.D., 200 years after the New Testament had been written and delivered to the Church of Christ in Greece, the Apostle John being the last writer of the book of Revelation in the New Testament. The Catholic Church did not exist then. It did not fully come into fruition until 606 A.D. when Pope Boniface III declared himself to be the universal pope and is acknowledged in history as the founder of the Holy Roman Church, which we know today as the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church evolved out of the old emperor cult that worshiped the emperor of Rome as a god. And it intermingled elements of the Old Testament Mosaical law with elements of the New Testament Christian age. It is not the church that Christ built.
Yes,
that is clergy or separate clergy or priests that are separate and apart from the body of believers. According to the New Testament, every Christian is a letters to the church, inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He addressed the saints that are at Ephesus, the saints that are at Corinth. He addressed the saints. A saint is one who is saved. All of the Christians are saints. The Holy Roman Church determines a person can receive sainthood if they can perform two miracles. There is no such teaching in the New Testament Bible. That did not come from God. That is a man-made doctrine, a man-made philosophy, a man-made religion. According to the Roman Catholic religion, many of the popes who lived and died were not even saints. But Jesus is saving souls, and he is the savior of all of the saints of his New Testament church. We are all saints. We are all sanctified. We are all saved apart from sin for the purpose and the will of God. And that's what you want to be, ladies and gentlemen. That's what every person who wants salvation wants to be. They want to be saved. They want to be a saint. They want to be sanctified for the purpose of serving God and saved from their sin. This is the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. It does not teach. We don't teach Baptist doctrine. We don't teach in the Church of Christ. We only teach the doctrine of Christ, Jesus Christ, who is the only Savior, the Savior of all men. His name is the only name that has the power to save. Acts chapter 12, Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Neither is salvation in any other name. For there is no other name given to men that be saved.
Amen.
There is no name that has the power of God unto salvation for man. There is no other church that has salvation in it. There is no other body of believers that you can be a part of and be saved other than the body of Christ. The body that belongs to Christ, the church that belongs to Christ. We have to wear Christ's name and no other name. The church of Christ is described in the New Testament scripture as the wife of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25, the Bible says clearly, for the husband is the head of the wife. That's a relationship. Even as also is the head of the church. That's the husband and wife relationship in the spirit. We are married to Christ as the church of Christ. She is his wife. And he is the savior of the body. The body is Christ is the savior of his church. His body. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were in a burning house and it was on fire and flames were overtaking that property, what would you do? You would get your body out of there. You would save your body. You would save yourself from that damnation and from that condemnation and from that destruction of the flames of fire. Jesus Christ is saving his church from the eternal fire of hell. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Listen, to be in Christ is to be baptized baptized into Christ. You can't be
Amen.
In Christ unless you are baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. We are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We got to put Christ on in baptism, ladies and gentlemen. And unless
Amen.
You are baptized into Christ, you cannot and you are not saved from your sins. But remember, when you are baptized into Christ, you are baptized into his body. Ephesians
Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 22 and 23 says that he is the head of the body, the church. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church. If you are
Amen.
Baptized into his body, you are baptized into his church. You wear the name of Christ. You are a member of the church of Christ.
Amen.
All of the saved souls are constitute the church of Christ worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gospel. If you haven't been taught this, then you haven't obeyed the truth. If you haven't obeyed this doctrine, you have not obeyed the truth. Your baptism is in vain. It is not salvation. We
Amen.
Know the Bible teaches us in Acts chapter 19. The Bible shows us that there were some who were baptized according to John's baptism, a baptism that was out of date once Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead. The baptism of Christ
Amen.
Was commanded from Acts 2 and verse 1 through 47. The baptism of Christ was commanded on that day of Pentecost, May 28th, A.D. 33.
Amen.
13 years later, the Apostle Paul finds disciples being taught something that's out of date, and they were baptized. And so Paul asked the question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They
Amen.
Said, we have not even heard whether that be a Holy Ghost. This is Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 5. Paul says, into what then were you baptized? They said, into John's baptism.
Yeah.
He said, John did preach a baptism of repentance. And
but
John's baptism did not teach that you would receive the Holy Ghost. Peter,
Yes, sir. Brother Williams, I hate to cut you off, sir. We got a question.
All right.
We got a question.
Well, God bless. Let's hear it.
Amen.
Yes,
hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Lakeisha Horton.
Amen. Yes.
How are you? God bless the panel. Thank you so much for all that wonderful word. It was dealing with the questions that I had. I had a two-part question, and it is. What makes a Christian a true Christian? And
mm-hmm.
being that they are a Christian, what benefits or blessings are there that only a Christian can receive?
Amen.
That's an excellent question.
Excellent. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
And this is what we're trying to do.
You want to address that some more?
You addressed it with him. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we were addressing the first part of that question, talking about what is a true Christian. But the benefit
mm-hmm.
being in Christ. Listen, salvation is numero uno. We want to be saved from our sins. Salvation is only in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Salvation is only in Christ Jesus. So salvation from sin,
salvation from the eternal condemnation of hell. Before we met Christ, every man was in sin, dead.
Mm-hmm.
His soul was dead in the trespass of sin, and he was headed to an eternal hell of condemnation. From Adam all the way to Christ, every man was headed to hell. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who took his blood and went, and he saved Adam and David and all of the faithful of the Old Testament. He saved them with his blood, because they only had animal blood, and animal blood can't remove sin. But Jesus' blood removed their sin. They are saved today in the kingdom of Christ, the spiritual kingdom of Christ, which is the church of Christ, which is the family of God, the church of the living God. And those of us after the cross are being saved by that same blood. Salvation. That's the main thing. And with salvation, we have all of the spiritual blessings that God has for man. Spiritual blessings include remission of sin, forgiveness of sin, the hope of eternal life with God in heaven, the promise of an eternal home with God. We have spiritual clothing. We are clothed in the righteousness of God. It is a garment of white. What do you mean? Not white in color, but white in purity. Spiritual righteousness. That's the clothing that the Christian wears. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, if you haven't obeyed the gospel of Christ, you can't have it. You can't wear it. People are walking around talking about, I got the blessings of God. And what people refer to, 99.9% of the time, they're referring to material blessings. But there are many. Every man in the world, every person on earth, receives their portion in material blessing and wealth. That's a common blessing that's available to all men. That has nothing to do with your relationship to God as a saved Christian. Only Christians have spiritual blessings, because all spiritual blessings are in Christ, and every man is not obedient to the gospel. Every man has not been baptized into Christ. We've got blessings that no one else has. If material blessings were the indication of God's grace and salvation in your life, every wealthy person in the world is already saved, whether they hear the gospel or not. Every wealthy person in the world who is born into wealth is already saved and can consider themselves a child of God, whether they hear the gospel or obey it or not, because they were born and they still have all of their material wealth. Material wealth is not a spiritual blessing. It's common to man. Spiritual blessings are only in Christ Jesus. God bless you, sister.
I'm sorry, sir. Brother, does that also include the blessings of the Holy Spirit?
Amen, amen. I'm sorry, I didn't enumerate everything. Yes. Once we are baptized into Christ, we receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit with our spirit man. Our bodies serve as a temple of God for his Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And so we have the seal, the guarantee of the Holy Spirit of God as a part of our sign or signification of redemption. It's the seal. It's the guarantee that we are the children of God and that we have access to every spiritual blessing that God gives in Christ Jesus.
Okay. Thank you so much, brother. Yes.
Here's some of the, read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1, verses 10, 22, and 23.
Okay.
Verse 10 will say, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, from that satanic world, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Yes.
He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have the preeminence. He's over your life. Once you give your life to Christ, you have been delivered from the power. Now, if you stumble, he wants you to repent. Now, listen, God said, I knew you before you conceived in your mother's womb. God will give you the blessings that you can hold. You know, people start looking at the darkness of the world. They'll start looking at Donald Trump or Miss Clinton, people with money. Well, how'd he get it? What are they, mm-hmm. are they blessed from it? No. No. They just out there running to be leaders, and the only reason we want them to do is to help us keep Christianity alive.
Amen.
Now, you have been blessed probably tremendously in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell from your talk, there are women that cannot address issues that want to know something like you are doing. There are some that out there that get depressing and want it their way, telling you what a woman can do and how a man can't tell her what to do. No, you're not even heaven bound. You're hell bound like that. And a man
should do
a man should do what God commanded him to do.
Amen.
He's the leader. He's the head of the house. The household is what he is. He and wife should love him if he is doing the right thing. Now, what we're trying to do in our program and what we want to do is preach just a sound doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
For people like you, you love the word.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be saved. You want to know what kind of blessings Christ will give you. Just look at yourself. See, you understand when something happened to you, it was grace given unto you, an unmerited favor. Have you had many of those in your life, ma'am? Things that you feel that you didn't do nothing for it to receive it. That's grace. You remember the church? You live in right, and things will happen for you. That's Christ moving in your life. I've seen it a many times. I've been praying for it here lately. Amen? But I got to get my feet right in the footsteps of Jesus and obey him as I've been doing from I was 8 years old, obeying the Lord, preaching the word. And I've seen the glory of the Lord in my life. Have you seen the glory of the Lord in your life, ma'am?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, Brother Parker, I have seen him move me from being homeless, from being able to purchase a home, from foreclosure, from me starting over, and from me having mental disorders. But it's one thing that I can tell you, I have never lost focus of God's word, and I pray every day for strength because I'm striving to be like the virtuous woman in Ruth. Is so many women that's losing sight of what God created woman for, which is why he created man first and then he created woman. And so I was born and raised in seeing how a woman is supposed to be submissive to the man, and it's not a bad thing. Is just showing the roles of the family and how the children are supposed to obey the parents and respect their elders. And I was just talking to my grandmother. As you know, we have a really big family from Midway, Texas. And she was asking me why are we getting away from the sound doctrine? Because the doctrine has never changed, and I am so it was meant for me to call and hear your message tonight, because I am so thankful that zealous preachers are noticing, even in the church, people are getting away from that, and that's why I told Lewis how I love Isaiah 55, starting at verse 6, where he says, "Your ways are not my ways." That is so true. Along with Acts 17, where he says he does not dwell in temples made with hands, seeing that he made the heaven and earth. And that's true. How can we put God on our level when he made us? So, I mean, I'm just so thankful that I can appreciate the preachers that are preaching sound doctrine. The doctrine has never changed, and the Bible says we should be on one accord, have the same mind, have to speak the same thing. And from here to the Himalayas, every church of Christ should be preaching the same thing. And I've even told some congregations, take your sign down, because you're not preaching the same thing. People, you know, we are one body, and God said that there should be no schism in the body. Well, okay. When you go to certain congregations, my grandmother has wanted me to mention to you, she can't tell everybody go to Church of Christ because she don't know which congregation they're going to wind up going to.
That's why
I ask, what makes a Christian a true Christian? Because just because you follow the steps of hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized, that doesn't keep you saved. Because Brother Parker, am I right? Faith without works is dead, being alone.
Well, see, here's what happened. Right. When you obey the gospel, see, this program is called Bible, that we're on tonight, on Tuesday night. Bible can be an acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. So we have been instructed in the Bible. Now, here's the problem. You are absolutely right. Ooh-wee. These guys, a lot of these preachers in these churches are in it for the money and the honey.
Amen.
That's a lot of them. In there for the money and not preaching. And see, when you're in it for that, you let them do what they want to do, say what they want to say, and just make them feel good, a feel-good preaching. As long as they come and the church, they'll look to come not to worship God in spirit and in truth, but to come there to be excited about what they didn't do and going to keep on doing.
Because they know
that the minister is not going to put no doctrine down against it. We've got to preach the doctrine of Christ, the word of God, what he commanded us to do. And you can't do that unless you're trying as a preacher to live like that. And people like you, sisters like you, with the kind of love that I hear in your voice, you love the word of God in the church. And see,
yes,
you don't miss
I
it.
Do.
Yes. And when you hear wrong stuff, it hurts you, it cuts you. That's why preachers need to do the right thing. Preach the gospel.
Yes.
And teach
yes.
people how to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. You know, the
yes.
directions in the Bible, in the New Testament, we are taught how to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Read it, study it, obey it, and God will bless you. You will
mm-hmm.
see that grace of God come down upon you. You know that you will achieve some things that you never thought you would achieve. You know that you'll be happy at a time that people around you are so stricken with sadness and so shame. But you
Amen.
Are enjoying the earth. All right?
Amen.
But as long as you embrace the dark side of the earth, you're going to be all right. Just stay in the light of Jesus and walk in his footsteps.
Yes, Lord.
Brother William, Brother John, Brother Parker, anybody else want to say something else?
Yeah. The Church of Christ is the only church you're going to read about in the Bible.
Amen.
It's going to stand regardless if we stay with it or not. But the point I want to say tonight to give us something to think about, when a man become a member or a lady become a member of the Church of Christ, and start studying their Bible, see the difference. If they show something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Because the Bible is the answer to the problem, whatever the problem may be. The Bible tells us when we obey the gospel, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. See, we are, God is our guarantee, and we are his guarantee, and he got a seal on us. Now, if we are sinning or practicing sin, we can break that seal.
Yeah.
But you don't want to break that seal with God. You want to keep that seal at the best of your ability. The best way to keep that seal is to stay on the Lord's side with his word and prayer.
Amen.
And if you're not going to follow away from that, you're going to be lost.
Amen.
You see, we got a lot of folk claiming Christ, but they're not in Christ.
Amen.
We're not
Amen.
In Christ, and we're not doing Christ's will.
Yeah.
So if we're not living it, then how can we do it?
Amen.
We first
Amen.
Got to come to Jesus. See, Jesus ain't got to come to us. Remember when Nicodemus came to Jesus by night? He came to Jesus by night, and Jesus told him what he had to do. He had to be born again. And then he told him to be born of the water and of the Spirit. That's baptism right there. But a lot of folks want to take it all out of content and try to make Nicodemus was born of something else. No, Nicodemus baptized like everybody else if he obeys God's will. You see, when we obey God's will, God put his approval on us right then and there. And what makes it so beautiful, God adds us to the church.
Yes.
We are ordained
yes.
eternal life after we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ,
right,
according to Acts 13:46-48. But see, we got a lot of folk want to be ordained to Christ and want to obey Christ.
Mm.
Huh?
All right.
You see, that's their biggest problem. When we start trying to show them what the Bible says, where my preacher? Well, we ain't talking about your preacher. We talking about Christ.
Amen.
Christ is saying, not your preacher, not your
Amen.
Elder. Christ is the head of the church.
Amen.
There's only one church in the body. Christ didn't build
Amen.
Churches, he built the church. What
Amen.
Church?
Amen.
The Christ. Those who get in, those who are going to be saved. You see, you got to get into the Church of Christ. What is that? That is a spiritual kingdom.
Yes.
Something that we cannot
Amen.
See with these physical eyes, but God sees who all is in there. And not only that, God knows his children.
Amen.
You ain't gonna
Amen.
Learn my brother. Well, I'm a child of God. If you have obeyed the gospel and applied yourself to it, You are a child of God, and you will know you're a child of God the way you act and the way you do. You see, you have to follow Christ from the heart. And I'm not talking about the thing that pumps blood. I'm talking about in your head. You see, a lot of folks are not following Christ from the heart of faith. They just say, I'm a child of God. Brethren, if you don't know your Bible, you better get to know it, because you got a lot of folks out here using all kind of trickery and false doctrine to trap people and tell them, oh, I'm a Christian too. They remind me of 1 Kings in chapter 13 and verse 1 through 25 when the man said, I'm a prophet too.
Yeah.
He lied to the real prophet, and the real prophet got killed. But you know what? God had warned him. You see, God don't send the wrath upon man yet until he warned him. Now, once he been warned and he don't do nothing about it, if he die in his sins, he can't go to heaven, and he can't go where Jesus is. No, see, God has a plan for man to be saved, but man got to come out of sin. How do we come out of sin? The same way the people did on the day of Pentecost. They were all that I know were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They were added to the church, not a church, but the church. Not some church, but the church. The church of who? The church of Christ.
Yes.
Christ is the head of the church. I noticed something about Christ. When we say church, we talk about people.
Yes.
We talk about baptized believers.
Yes.
We talk about those who have obeyed the gospel, and they are the church. But I noticed with denomination, everything is backwards. For an example, the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, the Baptist, the head, the horse before the cart. Huh?
All right.
You see, they got it backwards instead of going forward. The devil got him going backwards. He said, you ain't going to go forward. See, God going to lead you all the way. See, the Church of Christ was in God's mind from the beginning of time.
That's right.
See, God knew what he was going to build. Satan tried to imitate, but he did it wrong. He messed himself up when he said, well, God can get you a Baptist church.
Mm.
See, you can fit a building up as far as you want to fit it, but if you ain't got the teaching of Christ, you can forget about it. You got to have the doctrine of Christ. 2 John chapter 1, verse 9. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine has both the Father and the Son. Receive the Christ not in your heart, neither bid him God's fee. Send that fellow running. You see, when it comes to me, Brother Paul, I got to send him running. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. He got to go. He can't stay at my house. He can't stay that long. When he comes to my door, he got to go. He got to go. You see, brethren, we got to stand up. Don't be afraid. Know your book. Study your book. Learn your book. Ask God for wisdom. God said, if you ask me in faith, I will give it to you. I think about it. You know, when Solomon asked God something in a dream, and God gave it to him. Why did God give it to him? God for it. All we got to do is the same thing. In James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, he said, ask faith. See, you got to have the faith of God in your life to ask God for these things. But if you don't have it, then you can't ask God for nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of folks claim they got faith, but they ain't got the real faith. They got F-A-T-E, a false faith. A lot of F-A-T-H. See, I got the real faith. If you got the real faith, you know how you know you got the real faith? Because God hears the prayer of the righteous, and he turns his face against the evil. 1 Peter 3, verse number 12.
Nice.
You see, Jesus let us know that a righteous man prays very much. James chapter 5 and verse 13 to 15. He let us know that he hears us. We can be assured. The Bible tells me in John 9:31, God hears not sinners, but they that be a worshiper of him and do his will. Are you doing God's will? If you're not doing God's will, God will not hear you. He will not answer you. Huh? And Proverbs 15:28-29, the Bible says, the heart of the righteous study to give an answer to every man. Huh?
Amen.
And the next verse tells me, salvation is far from the wicked. Yeah. Huh?
Amen.
The
Amen.
Wicked can't talk to God.
Amen.
The sinner can't talk to God. But the righteous can. How do we come to be righteous? I think about it over there in Acts the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 34-35.
Yeah.
He said,
Amen.
I that fear him and work his righteousness. And in we work righteousness when we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's
Amen.
How we work righteousness.
Amen.
Huh? The Bible says in Hebrews 5:8-9, though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the author and finisher of our salvation to them that obey him.
That's right.
You got to obey God.
Amen.
If you want to go to heaven, you got to obey. You can't say it wrong. Church of Christ know to obey. We got to obey. You know what I'm saying? We got to obey all the days of our life. From the time you got in until the time God called you up out of this world. If Jesus comes back, you should still be obeying what he says.
Amen.
Follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Keep on walking in Jesus' footsteps. Don't worry about what man's talking about. Man is just
Amen.
A man. If he don't get saved by God's blessing, he'll never see heaven.
Amen.
If he want to go to heaven, he's going to have to do what God tells him. There's no other way to hear it, ain't no other way getting around it. We either come to God and do what he tells us, or we go to hell. Now, I said radio land, you can't tell me you want to go to hell.
No.
Unless it's something wrong.
All right.
You can do what God says. But my Bible tells me in Jude 1:23, he said, pulling them out of the fire. How do we pull them out of the fire? We preach the gospel to them and tell them the truth. If we don't tell them the truth, we go to hell right along with them.
Amen.
In Ezekiel 3:23, beginning at verse 15-21, he said, we are watchmen. We are the one, the righteous and the wicked.
That's right.
And if we don't preach the gospel to them, God going to hold us on account for it. That's the reason why we get up there and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Don't worry about what people say. Just tell it like it is, brother.
Yes.
Amen.
We got too many of our brethren and getting up there putting that salt water sermons up there to try to draw out to themselves. Preach that death, burial, and resurrection. Preach on hell sometimes. We need to preach on it. My lesson coming this Sunday, Parker. Pulling them out of the fire.
Amen.
That's my lesson for this Sunday. You need to come down here and warn and hear what I'm going to say about that. You want to know what the Bible says about it? I got the scripture for you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Just come on down to Foundation Church of Christ. We're going to give you something to think about and take back home with you.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Bible is right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
It ain't going to change. God said in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord God, I change not.
Yeah.
God's word is in heaven. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Amen.
The Bible is right. We got folks talking about man wrote this. The Bible don't say that. The Bible tells me in Psalm 68:11, it said, the Lord gave the word and great go that company and published it. The Lord gave it to man to publish it because he used man like a pen.
Yeah.
And man put exactly what God said to write. He write over, He didn't write over and he didn't write under. He wrote straight direct. Huh? Yeah. That's the way he did it. God set it up. God had it in his mind. I just think about God when he had old Moses to write it up. Moses wasn't even in the book of Genesis. And he gave it to the man. He let the man see the whole picture. He said, "I want you to write exactly what I said." And Moses wrote just what he said. Huh?
Yep.
The Bible
is.
And then we want to argue with God? Come on, Church of Christ. Let's get real. Let's get serious.
Yes, Lord.
God first. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of Christ and righteousness shall be added unto you. If you want God's blessing, get in Christ.
Amen.
Stay in Christ. Don't never give up Christ.
Amen.
You may give up on man, but don't give up on Christ. Because Christ will take all the way. Christ said, "I'll guide you even in death." Psalms 48:14. Oh,
amen.
The Bible.
Amen.
The Bible ain't going to change. You know what? The Bible is reliable.
Yeah.
It is dependable.
Yeah.
You can pick it up. You know what, Brother Parker? I had picked up the Bible at 3 o'clock in the morning. And this morning.
Yeah.
I picked it up this morning, Brother William, and read it at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
The day before yesterday, I read it at 2 o'clock. I keep on my time.
Amen.
God's word will stand. You can't get rid of it. It's all hard to tell by. It's like fire will shut up in the mouth.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 20:7-11. It's like fire. You can't get rid of it.
Amen.
Remove you or you lose you. Huh?
Yeah.
The Bible is right. That's me and Charlie.
Yeah.
Out of the Bible, you can't get around God's word.
Amen.
All the leaders of the world. The problem is not Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. It's us that's not preaching the gospel.
All right.
See, God is not worried about politicians. He's going to preach the gospel. We got to worry about the politicians and the hustlers.
Yeah.
And the criminals. God got them covered. He seen them. We didn't take the gospel to them. We've got to get ourselves together and get ourselves in order.
Yes.
See, if we get ourselves in order and get ourselves together, then God says, "I'll straighten this nation up. If you're not going to do nothing, I'm going to show you who is God." And God is showing us who God is. Look at all this water in Louisiana and Texas. God says, "I'm going to show you some more." Look at those folks that killed in Florida. 40 people in and a nightclub, and there was a homosexual club, gay club. God, I'm going to let you see it. He let the church see it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nice.
He let us know. Wake up.
Yeah.
You sleep. The Apostle Paul said in Romans the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 11 through 14, he said, "Wake up out of thy sleep since you have believed the first time." He said, "Wake up.
Yeah.
You sleep. You're dead."
Amen.
Christ right there.
Yeah.
So I'm in the church today, Brother William. They're dead. They sleep. They can't see nothing. We got to preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
I thank God that God hooked us up, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Huh? We on the same page. Brother, we on the same page, Brother Parker. We can tell this country up. We tell them because brothers messed it up in the past. We can turn back, bring it right on back to the front.
Revival.
Huh? God's word won't fail.
Amen.
Huh? You can rely on it. You can depend on it.
Amen.
Put down and say, "I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ."
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the one.
Amen.
Not
the president of the United States. That's what got the children of Israel in 1 Samuel 12:1-15. They wanted a leader like everybody else. That's what our problem is. God is my leader. Who is your leader?
All right.
Huh?
Amen. God is the leader. God can lead you while the president can't even go. All the president can do is go around the world. God can lead you there.
Amen.
The president can't lead you there. But we always want to follow the president. Why the president don't go? If he don't get it right, he's going to hell.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Tell it like it is.
Amen.
Huh? The Bible is right. We got folks I can't see. Y'all, you can't see, you blind. You gotta come out of that. You gotta come out of sin.
That's right. You can't.
You can't blind. Blind man can see, and you can both have your eyesight, and you can't see.
Amen.
You in a bad state. See, we live by faith. We see by faith. And how the eyes chapter is verse 4, he says that man's heart wasn't right. But you know what the Lord says, but you, as in the Lord, you live by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We walk by faith. We live by faith. What did the Apostle Paul tell the church there? He said, he told us about faith. And what I love about what the Apostle Paul said about that, he said, for I'm not ashamed of Christ, for it is the power of God.
Amen.
To them that believe it. First to the Jews, also to the faith. But there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith.
Amen.
And it is written, the just shall live by faith. We live
Amen.
By faith. We are new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. I'm new in Christ. I'm the old things are gone away. The new things
Amen.
Are the future. Huh? The Bible is right. Men better wake up.
Amen.
Men are leading in the fuck hell. They don't even know it, Brother Williams.
Yes, sir.
We got folks just dying. Going to the hospital. Sick.
Yeah.
Got folks got sugar diabetes and all kinds of diseases. They can't cure it now. The doctor can't cure it. That is a sad situation. The reason why these things are happening, because we won't get rid of sin. God said, I can get rid of anything. You do my will and do what I tell you. But no, we won't do what God says. Jesus is the one that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
That's
but he that
right.
doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say that they have not prophesied, cast out devil. Did many wonderful, he can profess unto them, I never knew you. Then he said, why call him Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Why call him Lord and you ain't going to do nothing to say?
Amen.
We got to come to
Amen.
Jesus. What's wrong with us?
Amen.
Christians need to
back. Yes,
the best way you check yourself is go to the Word.
Word of God.
And if there's no faith, then you will never be straight. You'll be crooked all your life.
Amen.
Amen.
The Word of God. Not the preacher.
No.
Not the elders and
right.
deacons. The Word of God is the only thing to straighten up a nation, a country, or the world.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
Obama, not Donald Trump, not Hillary Clinton. All they are politicians, and far they go, they die just like we do.
Yes.
Amen.
They can't save nobody. They can't help nobody. You know what? We got to help them.
Yes.
Amen. Because they don't know the gospel.
Yes.
The gospel.
Yes.
They don't know it. We got to help them. Think about
Amen.
It for a minute, church.
Yes.
They need our help more than we need their help.
Amen.
Here's the biggest problem, Brother Parker and Brother Williams.
Yes.
They think, well, I got a lot of money. What is a dollar bill if you only can only spend it down here?
That's it.
Amen.
But the God said you don't need none of that.
You don't need it.
Don't need everything up there is free. Jesus, I'm going to build you a house. You buy a house here on earth, you got to pay for it.
That's right.
You got to pay
right.
for it after you pay the down payment on it. Because
yes.
you got to pay the electric bill. You got to pay the water bill.
Yes.
You got to pay the taxes.
That's
huh?
Yes.
You
yes.
Your house. I spend your house.
That's
but
right.
you can live in it forever. And don't have to worry about
Amen.
Being all out of shape
Amen.
About it.
Amen.
We got folk will not listen to the word.
Yeah.
We got
Amen.
Folk dying by the day, by the hour, not listening to the word.
Yeah.
Me and Brother Williams, we done preached in Morton. We done preached in nursing home. We done preached here, right here where
everywhere.
We live at. We done preached everywhere we can go. And people tell us, well, all the churches belong to the Lord. I don't read that in the Bible.
Not
even. Amen.
I don't read
Amen.
That. Show me in the Bible where all the churches belong to the Lord. It don't even
Amen.
Say all churches in the Bible. Huh?
Not written.
It ain't even
Amen.
Written. Romans 4:23, that which is not of faith
is
sin.
Yes.
Is
sin. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it ain't
one of yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What do you want to say?
I'm sorry. I must depart because I have to take my medicine. But I wanted to say a big thank you to the panel, and my way of doing that is I wanted to sing one verse of one of my dear hymns to say thank you for all of y'all standing strong brothers in
Amen.
The body of Christ. And I am just so very thankful. Wanting to show my appreciation by singing
ma'am.
A verse of this song.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is He whispers sweet peace to me.
Amen.
Sometimes when misgivings darken the day and face like I cannot see, I ask my dear Lord to brighten the way. He whispers sweet peace to me.
Amen.
Yes, He whispers to me. He whispers sweet peace to me. And through His blood's work, He strengthens my soul.
Yes, amen.
He whispers sweet peace to me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That is wonderful. And listen,
Amen.
We want you to kind of keep calling in with us, you know, because what the questions and what you're saying, it will motivate somebody to step in.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because, I'm striving. I'm striving to meet the mark every day, Brother Parker, but all of us is not gonna make it. I mean, we all need to be humble and honest with each other. We our heart desire might be to make heaven our home, but we a lot of us are gonna miss the mark. But I have enough love in my heart to still share the word, because
Amen.
If I can't make it, somebody else can make it, and that's how much love I have, and you know,
Amen.
That's how I feel a Christian responsibility should be. Even if they don't make it, they still have
Amen.
A responsibility to spread the word, and that's
yes.
what I'm
yes.
trying to do.
Thank you,
I thank you. I'm so sorry to leave. I get disoriented if I don't take my medicine. But I love all of y'all, and I thank y'all so very much for this program. I sure was missing y'all from the other program. I was asking my grandmama, what do we do now? Because I used to call in all the time. But now I've been telling everybody. I've shared it so many times, and I'm going to make sure that people are calling in with their questions, because we
yes,
all
ma'am.
Need to arrive at truth. I love
yes,
y'all, and God bless you.
And we want to hear you regularly now and get those other folks calling in
oh,
regularly.
Oh, you will.
Okay.
Oh, you will.
Thank God. You lead them on in now.
Yes, I definitely am. I've been texting. I've been on the internet. I've been doing everything and leaving that number. If you could please send my way the website so I can let people know the website.
You have the information of this program that you can send it on the website and everything. Hello.
I just have the phone number, but Lewis could send it my way.
Yeah.
By text message. Okay.
Ask him about it and everything. We want to know that we love you and that you keep being a good Christian and keep living that life, okay? And call in regularly with us and get others too, all right?
Oh, I will. And you have that beautiful wife of yours for me.
Yes, ma'am, I will. Listen, we won't have a closing prayer, but we ain't but Johnson, anyone, what's going on? Is anyone you got?
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a closing prayer.
Stay strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
And we want to
thank
close
you,
with a
brother.
Prayer. But, okay.
Okay,
hold that.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Will you give a prayer? Will you give a prayer, Brother Williams? Okay, good on.
Our Father and our God, we're so grateful this evening to be on the radio once again that you have spared our lives to be able to preach your word, Father. Not our word or not our philosophy, but your word.
Yes.
We pray that some soul out there in that world will respond and want to say, what must I do?
Amen.
We know that time is winding up. The world is dying and the world is passing away faster and faster. But we pray, dear God, that you will strengthen these brethren that trying to keep the gospel open through your word.
Yes.
We pray that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We love you. We need you. We want you. We pray for Brother William, Brother Parker, Brother Parker the Fourth, myself.
You.
We pray for Sister Keisha. We pray that you will bless us all, Father, and be with us through Jesus Christ's holy name.
Jesus.
As we walk this Christian life, help us to be faithful unto the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
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 Thank
good night,
you
brother,
so much.
And our sister in Christ. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Hey.
It's your phone.
I know Brother Brown is gone, so all we can do is just hang up, I imagine, because the sound come on and cut us off from the station. So we'll say good night, brother.
Good night.